When I think about peace, I think about balance. I think about acceptance. I think about, not wanting, not being envious or wanting for what someone else has, but genuinely being content, and where we are physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. And that's hard to do, especially living in the United States. You know, the values of our country are so different than the Anishinaabe values, which are communal. You know, you do what's best for the community. You know, here we are in this country stepping on each other's back to get the best job, to drive the nicest vehicle, to live in the largest house. You know, when I pray or when I see a falling star, you know, I don't pray for wealth. I don't pray for a nicer house or a bigger car. Or, I'm blessed to have a healthy son and a healthy family and good friends. But for me, it's that inner peace. You know, that's always been the struggle. Because when I'm not healthy, when I'm not doing well here, how can I be of help and, you know, be peaceful with you if I've got turmoil going on here? And I think a lot of, you know, this whole world stuff, all this big world stuff is because we're such damaged souls, you know, kind of wandering around. So, you know, I guess a piece of my work is to start with the microcosm, the micro level, with the individual, with myself, you know, feel that love and contentedness within, you know, within me. And my hope is, you know, one by one by one, you know, that as people start to love themselves, you know, they'll be able to learn and love and respect each other. And, you know, that eventually this micro-love will move to the meso and the macro levels and, you know, eventually have that ultimate world peace.